Eleri Sean with you here on BBC Radio Wales, and a lovely story now of a surprise discovery of a stash of love letters on a farm in Ruthin. Theatre director Polly Wright is here to tell us a little bit more. A good afternoon to you, Polly.
Good afternoon.
Well, come on then, tell us about this discovery.
Well, I was actually clearing out my mum's house because she was to go into residential care, and so I had to clear out the whole house, and I found a whole drawer of letters. I mean, enormous drawer, practically chest of drawers of letters. They weren't all the love letters. They were the letters that my grandmother kept through her whole life from everybody in the family. And, you know, she never threw away a letter, basically. But then right at the back of this drawer, I found a little stash, I suppose. Yes, a little pile of letters which were tied up in a pink ribbon. And they were letters from prisoners of war who had stayed on her farm, or her farm with my grandfather in Ruthin, during the Second World War, because there was a camp in Ruthin, and they were placed there to help with the labour, etc. So there were ones from German prisoners of war and Italian, but the most interesting thing about the Italian one was that it was just from one person, and his name was Gualtiero Lenzi.
Tell us a little bit more about Gualtiero Lenzi then.
Well, I had always been hearing about Gualtiero Lenzi, or the Italian prisoners of war always featured very high in my grandmother's stories, and my mother as well, because my mother was a teenager at that time and she remembered them on the farm. And they used to talk a lot about the Italians and what good fun they were. And they did talk particularly about Gualtiero, although they actually always referred to him as Lenzi. Oh. So I don't know. It's quite interesting to see him having a first name, which I never knew.
But your grandmother and Lenzi, if I may call him that, got on very, very well. But there was a big age gap, wasn't there?
There was an age gap. But, do you know, I think probably we wouldn't think it was so dramatic now as then, because we've moved on in so many ways, haven't we? But she was 43 and he was 30.
Oh, gosh, no, nothing. There's 7 years between myself and my husband, so that's pretty normal, I would say.
Well, yes.
So come on, tell us a little bit about the letters now, because would you describe them as love letters or more likely two friends corresponding with each other?
I think you're right when you say more likely there. I think that's what it was, two friends, but it was very warm. They were very warm. And he did say some rather mysterious things like, I'm sorry if I was ever mean to you. It wasn't because I didn't like you. It was because I liked you too much. Which was a sort of a bit of a, you know, .. sort of moment, wasn't it? When there were hidden things underneath that. But I do have to say that I said that to an Italian friend of mine, and she said, oh no, she said, that's very Italian man. It's sort of very gallant, you
right.
know.
Right. Oh, the tears, yes. A bit teasing.
Yeah.
But amazingly, you've actually made contact with Lenzo's family, haven't you? How did you do this?
Yes. Well, I did some inquiries with some people who knew that particular area of Italy and knew a lot about Italy. And they said, oh, you know, Lenzi is quite a common Italian name, but it's in particular areas. So look up on the internet and see where Lenzi's are. But also the other thing was that I had the name of the village that he was writing from, and I had the postmark loud and clear on the envelopes. Although this is what, I don't know, nearly 70 years ago.
Goodness me.
Yeah, it was Castelluccio in Montese,
right.
Which is the next region to Bologna.
OK, Polly, listen, we'll take a break and we'll find out how it went when you actually travelled then to Italy to meet Lenzi's family. Polly Wright, theatre director with us this afternoon, but we'll have more from Polly after this.